And the big news that we are covering, not only the aftermath of the Monterey Park shootings, but also yesterday in Half Moon Bay up north, 7 farm workers killed and another injured. Sure. Let's go through the shootings once a day. Also, the Oath Keepers, those insurrectionists, seditionists who overran the Capitol building have been convicted of sedition, conspiracy. And so hopefully they go to jail for a good long time. All right, let's move over to Tech Tuesday with our tech guy, Rich DeMuro. Heard every Saturday, 11 to 2, right here on KFI or anywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning to you, Bill.
We got a lot to cover today. Here's one that's kind of interesting. Facebook, which I have nothing to do with. I'm just one of those people that I am not into social media. You know why people get caught up in it?
Oh, yeah.
I have friends. It's like, it's a potato chip. You can't just eat just one. Once you get started on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, man, you're out of control. It's hours and hours a day. And that's really, really dangerous. And, of course, studies are being done. But Facebook is now about to show 52 NBC games in virtual reality. Explain what that means.
So just to, on your point about social media, I always call it the line at Starbucks. Like, people used to look at each other, interact, perhaps say hello. Now everyone in any line in America is just looking down at their phone and on social media most of the time. And really, Facebook is the least of it now. Now it's all about the shorts, which is on YouTube, Instagram Reels, or TikTok. So that's where it's all going, these little videos that eat away at our attention span because they're less than a minute 30. So anyway.
Quick one, and I've said this before, and I don't know if I've said this to you before we dive into it. I don't know how many years ago, and of course your kids are looking at their phones. So my daughters were each at the end of the couch, one at one end, one at the other end, 8 feet apart maybe.
Sure.
And they're looking down, and they're doing their social media with the buttons. I go, what are you guys doing? We're talking to each other.
Yep.
I go, you're 8 feet apart. You ever thought of just turning left and talking? Oh, no, we're not going to do that. It's that insane. All right.
Well, if we're admitting that, I've used the broadcast function in my house to talk to the kids on the other side of the house, which is not very large. It's just hey, kids, come on, it's time for dinner, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's the way of the world now.
Rich, that's why God invented screaming. You know that.
Yes, I know. But there was so much of it in my childhood that I'm trying not to.
Okay. All right, so the NBC games in virtual reality by Facebook. What's that about?
Yes, so this is actually NBA games. So this
NBA, sorry.
Yeah, 50 live NBA games, which are you familiar with the MetaQuest? It used to be called Oculus. It's like the headset.
Sure.
Yeah, virtual reality.
Yeah.
So this is all about watching basketball games in virtual reality. Now, they're not going to be in 3D virtual reality. Like, that's later. Right now, they're just showing them in sort of VR world. So you can sit with this headset on, and it's a giant TV in front of you, and you can watch the game. And they're going to do 50 of these games, live games in virtual reality, which, this is a major step because we have TVs, we have sports bars, people are watching clips on their phone, but to be able to sit in this immersive world and watch a live NBA game is kind of a big deal, right. And I can't wait to try this and check it out.
All right, are you are you in a seat or on the floor as you're watching this? Are you in the middle of a game? How much of it do you know about at this
great
point?
Great question. I assume you're going to have front row seats. In the future, I think you'll be able to walk around a little bit more and really get in, different angles and stuff. I think for this right now, it's probably just a really good seat like you'd see on TV, but you can look left and right. So these are presented in 180-degree field of view. So that means you can look left and right. It's much larger than sort of watching it on a big screen TV. And I've tested this out, by the way. They have like Netflix inside Oculus. And it's pretty incredible. So you can sit inside like a giant, log cabin and have like the fireplace going while you're watching this big screen Netflix TV in front of you. It looks like a home theater.
All right, but it's not 3D.
Well, I mean, Oculus by default is sort of 3D, I guess, but these games are not being presented in a special way right now.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It's so, monoscopic right now.
Right. So you can't let you grab for the ball and your hand goes up there and gets near the ball. Okay. And yeah. I guess, because I remember when Oculus came out and the various headgear, man, I thought, wow. And this is simply the way of the future. That's what everybody's going to do. Everybody's going to wear headgear.
And we'll get there, and we will get to the point where these games will be in full 3D. I don't think they're ready for that just yet. So I think the experience right now is going to be more like watching the game on a giant TV in front of you in a nice living room. The Clippers versus the Cavaliers on January 29th is one of the games they're doing. They're doing other games too, but since that's a local game, that's the one I'm going to check out, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this looks.
And how much is the headgear itself?
Headgear, so they actually raised the price on it. It's $399.
All right, that's pricey.
It was as low as $250 at some point.
That's money. All right, coming up, I want to ask you, this is terrific. Basically, a sort of AI psychologist for you. And since I live at my psychologist's office, I have a lot of questions about this. Back we go, Tech Tuesday with Rich. His new show, I don't know how long I'm going to say new show, by the way, is every Saturday, 11 to 2 on KFI or anywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Rich, back we go. And I want to ask you about relationship questions and using AI. And I just imagine you're asking the program, what is my problem? And then list all the issues you have. Does the program say, let's start with your ugly?
Yeah. I hope it's programmed to politely ignore that part of it. Are you familiar with ChatGPT, right? You've heard of this?
I've heard about it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, so ChatGPT, and I highly recommend that you try it out. This is a company called OpenAI. It's out of San Francisco, and they basically came out with this chatbot that just kind of blows away anything we've ever seen before when it comes to asking questions on the internet. So you can ask very specific things. You can ask it to write you a term paper, research about, something that happened in history. I mean, it can do almost anything. People are finding all kinds of uses for it, and it's like almost the smartest artificial intelligence we've ever encountered. So with that said, it's having a lot of implications on things, including Google, because they're worried about, we need something like this. And so there's been a whole bunch of AI tools popping up around it and letting people understand that they can do a lot more on the internet and much more efficiently because of AI. It's not always right, by the way, so be careful. Anyway, so this website is called Flame AI, FLAMMEAI, and this is a relationship bot that's sort of built upon the idea of ChatGPT. So you can ask it a relationship question, the AI will come up with an answer. Would you like to ask for a question? Like I asked date night ideas in Los Angeles involving magic, and it came up with a whole bunch of stuff. In a one sort of document versus, looking at different links on Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And of course, God, I wish I wrote this stuff. I would have such a great time. For example, you asked that question, a date in LA involving magic. Yeah, the magic is you even getting a date in LA. I would have a ball, you know that?
I think, but here's the thing. Nobody's writing this stuff. They're teaching these AI bots with millions of documents. So, and by the way, Microsoft invested in ChatGPT like something like $10 billion over the past week. So,
$10 million?
$10 billion.
$10 billion. Yeah, I'm always astounded how Google, Amazon, Microsoft just write checks for tens of billions or several billion dollars. Hey, I like that company. Here's $6 billion. I mean, I am stunned at the price of this stuff.
But here's the thing. So if they're writing checks for billions of dollars, that means that this product is worth even more than that, because they're going to make a return on their investment, which is even wilder.
No, and I understand. It's just looking at the the stunning. But is it like Siri? I use Siri a lot.
Oh, no, Bill.
You have to actually get into the program.
No, this is like beyond Siri. We're talking, people are finding uses for this like we have never seen before. On Google, you ask a question, it gives you an answer, right? It sort of like gives you links.
Right. It goes through the internet, here's the internet answer. Yeah.
This is learning, and you can teach it. So you can say, hey, take a look at this paragraph I just inputted and give me a summary of it. And by the way, write it in the way that Rich DeMuro would write something. And it will look through all the documents online that I've written. It'll come up with my style of writing and give you a paragraph like that. I mean, it's this wild. And that's just one example. There are so many people are using it to write applications. They're using it to write emails. So if you want to write an email to your boss that says, hey, I want a raise, you can, you know, say, hey, ChatGPT, give me some ideas on how to ask for a raise.
Now, on the social side of it, which I'm sure psychologists and sociologists and relationship experts and legal experts and business experts are going to be looking at this thing, because this blows away writing a term paper. Yep. Coming up with any kind of originality.
Yep.
So when you're hiring someone, do I know that it's Rich DeMuro, who really is original, comes up with his own stuff, does his own research, you're the real deal, versus the AI Rich DeMuro, which just looks good.
And this is going to be a challenge in the future. And you know how, okay, this is how I relate it. You know how when Wheel of Fortune first came out, everyone started using RSTLNE because, you know, those were like the most common letters. And now they give those to you when you get to the Wheel of Fortune round at the end. So I feel like ChatGPT, because this information is so easily accessible and writing papers and all this stuff, that's going to be the baseline. And now it's like, okay, well, what can you do above and beyond this with your brain? And so it's kind of like Google. You don't really need to remember a lot of stuff anymore because you can look it up on Google.
That is
extraordinary.
But
how do you use that data, you know?
And people are for sure going to be programs on how to use it. By the way, is it voice activated or do you have to type it in?
It is. It's type. I mean, you could use your microphone, but no, it's not like an assistant like Alexa or Google or Siri right now. It's type. And by the way, they're thinking of charging. The rumor is $42 a month for this, for the professional version of this. So right now it's free. It's research oriented. It's not really a product just yet. They're still collecting data, but this is really going to change so many things.
Yeah, but if it enables you to actually have sex on the first date, who is not going to pay $42 a month for that?
Well, they already have Tinder for that. So.
That's true. Or Grindr, depending on which side of the coin you're on. Rich, thank you very much. We'll talk again, and it's this weekend,
yes.
Saturday, 11 to 2, and it's the Tech Show. Rich, take care. We'll see you
Thanks
on KTLA. Oh, yeah. That's great stuff. All right. Tax season. You're not going to be very happy with what's going on with tax season for sure. Now, before we jump into your tax refund that you're not going to be thrilled with, I was wondering, when's the next shooting? I mean, it's going to be a couple of days. Do we need a little bit of a vacation? Oh, no. News that's just breaking, Jennifer.
Yeah, this one happened now in Washington State, in Yakima, Washington. Apparently about 3 o'clock this morning, cops got called to the Circle K there. And that's when it looks like a man walked into the Circle K, shot and killed three people inside the Circle K, walked out, shot a guy who was sitting in his car. I don't have the condition on that man yet, then stole the car. And now the suspect is somewhere, they say, on Highway 24 in a gray and silver sedan. The Yakima police say this is random, but that this guy is extremely dangerous because it was so random.
It's just insane. And we don't know if he was wearing a mask, because if he wasn't walking into
He wasn't. I've seen the video.
They instantly know who he is. It's going to take just a second to track him down. They certainly know the license plates of the car. So, you know, there's an APB out there. And so they're going to find him. And all he did is walk into basically their version of a 7-Eleven Circle K and just shoot up two people. Hey, welcome to America.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to do one more topic, two more segments, but stay tuned because between the two, I'm sure there's going to be another news item of somebody or somebody's being shot up. Oh, God, what a couple of days. What a week it has been. Now, here's another bit of bad news, certainly not to the extent of these shootings, but most people in this country look forward to their tax return because most people get a tax refund because we overpay into the system. What happens is the government gets more money than it should, and at the end of the tax year pays you back. Okay. Now, no interest. Now, if you owe them money, there's interest. Hey, welcome to America. So what's going on? Well, a couple of fun facts I want to share with you. If you want your money and you don't want to wait months and months, file electronically. It's all the difference in the world. Paper filings will screw you up for months. Also, last year, you know why you got so much money? It was stimulus money. That's gone. So when you look, and it was paid for through the Treasury. So, and those checks, you know, it looks just like those tax return checks. Those are gone. The child tax credit, man, has not gone south because, again, it was part of stimulus money. It was part of Biden's plan to deal with the pandemic. How? The good news on all of this is the child poverty rates really dropped. 46% in 2021. And why did they drop? Because the federal money, federal government was giving tons of money. And then you can argue necessary or not. I don't think the government had any choice. But how about your charitable deduction? Well, that's changed. It's now going to be, you have to deduct. If you want more than $300 in deductions, you now have to itemize. Here's one that I want to share with you. Ooh, Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App. And the Cash App. The government said that it would start requiring Venmo and other peer-to-peer payment apps to report income for goods and services, not the threshold of $20,000, which it was last year. In other words, you could sell your gizmos and your old tennis shoes that are now worth a fortune up to $20,000, and you didn't have to report it. Now, you ready for this? It is $600. Yeehaw. How is that for a pleasant surprise? Now, because of the backlash, the government has held off, so it's probably going to be another year. Incidentally, you still have to report it. If you don't report the income, whether it's $1,000 or $5,000, whatever the threshold is, you still have to report the income that you make every year. So what should you expect in 2023? It's going to be a financial punch for the average American. Matter of fact, all of us. I think the bottom line is you're going to get less money, but if you want your money back, do it online. Do e-filings. It's so much easier. The backlog is like 9 months already on paper filings. Let's finish the show coming up with those M&M little characters. Yep. The woke industry has hit. You know what? They're gone. Those little M&M characters are gone. Seriously, Neil Saavedra is going to join us as we finish the show. Hey, just for fun, because we didn't have enough news on shootings, here's another one. Jennifer?
We've had three people shot and killed in Yakima, Washington. This happened at a Circle K this morning. And this is when a shooter walked in, shot up the place, walked outside, killed those three people, walked out, shot another guy who was sitting in his car, then took off with that guy's car. He is still on the run this morning, and they do think that there is a fourth victim at a different location.
Yeah, Neil is sitting here. He has not heard this yet. We're talking about M&Ms. How's that for a serious topic? And Neil, you're just shaking your head.
What do you do at this point?
You report them and you just keep track and you do a football pool because there's nothing else to do. And as people around the world look at us and they go, oh, what are you guys doing? Are you crazy? We sit and we say we have a Second Amendment and that's just who we are. And if it's the cost of doing business, it's the cost of doing business. It's like I often talk to people and with the ACLU over the years. And their philosophy is it is better to let 1,000 guilty people walk free than it is to convict one innocent person. And that's just the cost of doing business in a free society. Well, you know what? I'll take a chance on the guilty person as long as it's not me. And that's how we have to live. But No, I don't want to get into that because we're no doubt going to talk about that. And I'm willing to bet, Jennifer, there'll be another one tomorrow that you're going to report. If you look at it statistically, that's what's going to happen.
I hope you're wrong, but
yeah,
I'm afraid
so do
you're
I.
Right.
What a week.
Yeah.
Right? And it's only Monday. So far, we're not quite into the end of January, and look how many mass shootings there have been. I think we're going to set a new record. All right. Let's have a little bit of fun. And, well, actually, this is devastating. This is worse than World War III. And that's we're losing those Eminem characters. Neil, tell me it ain't so, please.
They don't know what the hell to do. You can't do anything right anymore. With social media and everybody having their strong voice, anything you do, if you sing
Happy Birthday,
you make me feel like a natural woman.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
What do you mean? An unnatural woman?
Yeah. And this is not Eminem, the advertising agencies or the honchos saying those Eminem characters, you know, little Eminems with the anthropomorphized.
Yeah.
This is not a business or a PR move in which it's time to switch over and do a new marketing plan. This is in response to a crazy ass backlash.
Well, one of the things that was changed was the green M&M. Now, the green M&M has had its own backstory, right?
Yeah.
Green M&Ms were the horny M&Ms.
Right.
They were the ones that made you horny.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal. They were always the ones that you heard on the writers of rock stars. Empty out all the other ones. Just leave the green ones in there. It's had its own mystique. Well, when they were anthropomorphized.
Yeah, I always have a problem with that word,
too. Yeah,
it's
a rough word. They put her in boots, like go-go boots. Then they took them off post-pandemic to make her look more casual. They put her in tennies. You know, maybe toned down her eyelashes or something.
Yeah.
But she was supposed to be the sexy one. Now they're getting rid of them or putting them on permanent pause so that they can have Maya Rudolph be a spokesperson.
Yeah, I mean, so crazy.
I don't need my candy personified.
You don't need to think about your candy's genitals.
No, matter of fact,
I do.
I want my candy to have genitals.
I'm always excited about my candy having genitals.
No.
So I'm looking at, for example, the stiletto heels. Gone. Why? Because I guess it's misogynist to have stiletto heels. Unless I'm wearing them.
What about the fact that the green M&M is obviously just a chocolate-filled one, so she has no nuts?
That's very good.
I mean,
it was not good.
I thought it was excellent.
That's just truth,
that's
Shannon.
That's excellent, yeah. Okay.
She might identify as having nuts.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about you, kid?
Yeah. All right. Shannon.
What do you think?
Why don't we talk about, boy, you look cold.
I'm freezing.
You're wearing your parka.
I was making fun of everybody in LA last week.
Yeah.
Everyone's, it's so cold. It's like it's winter. What do you expect? And this morning I walk out of the house and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, I was pretty cold, too. But you are literally in Park City, Utah, winter garb.
I know. I am exactly who I made fun of last week.
You look like somebody that
karma
rescued from the fog.
Yeah,
I know.
That's true. All right, so Shannon, what's going on today?
Yeah, people still go hiking on Mount Baldy despite the trail of missing bodies up there that they continue to search for.
Yeah, they go once.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't go in the winter. It's a beautiful summer hike, I've heard. Also, questions now swirling around the White House. Who leaked the document story to the press? Now there's a narrative that it may be somebody operating within the White House who wants to stop any sort of 2024 run for President Biden. We'll, of course, have all the latest on the shootings. Oh, and the Iowa State husband calling contest. Have you ever watched video of this?
No.
It's women in Iowa who get on a microphone on the stage at the fair and they scream at the way they scream at their husbands at home. You know,
when your
wife's calling you know?
There's a problem with that. You tell me that there is a political issue.
That would not go over well in my home.
No, it would not.
No.
Also, as far as just a quick word with Biden and the documents, it's become a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. There's some everywhere.
Yeah.
Follow the trail.
They're all over the place. All right. Shannon, you have a good show.
Thank you, sir.
And a quick word about Handle on the Law calls. I'm doing that starting in just a moment off the air while Gary and Shannon are broadcasting. You can listen to their show on the phone while you're on hold. I go through these calls very quickly, so no commercials. I just answer the calls. 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. Marginal legal advice where I tell you you have absolutely no case. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.